Now, Governor Tony Evers has announced that an additional $100 million will be used to support businesses impacted by the pandemic. That includes things like restaurants, taverns, salons, and other types of services. This comes on the heels of the governor's new order restricting gatherings to 25% of buildings' capacity, which is expected to impact businesses already in vulnerable positions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a small business owner or employee? What would you need to help you keep the lights on? Is this too little, too late? How else do you want to see state and local officials pitching in to help businesses affected by the pandemic? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDC. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, spell out, please, the basics of this program aimed at helping these businesses hard hit by the pandemic.
So we've got over $50 million worth of CARES Act funding that we're going to distribute in $5,000 grants to over 10,000 businesses around the state.
And how will they apply for that? How do they know if they're eligible?
Yeah, so applications will be open on October 19th. This is for Wisconsin-based for-profit businesses that have less than $1 million in annual revenues. So those small businesses that, as you mentioned, have really been impacted by COVID-19. And for businesses that are listening, you'll be able to find information about this at revenue.wi.gov.
And I've seen the number $100 million floating around. You mentioned $50 million in CARES Act grants. What's the other money about?
Yeah, so the CARES Act funding that WEDC will be implementing is that $50 million. But we also have $20 million for the lodging industry. You know, as your listeners know, the hotel and motel and inns of Wisconsin have been really impacted by less travel and, you know, folks staying at home. We've got $15 million for live music and performance small venues. So, you know, again, these places that are so critical to the fabric of Wisconsin's quality of life, but just haven't been able to be open due to the restrictions around COVID. And then finally, we've got $10 million for privately owned movie theaters. Every little town has, you know, a movie theater where you can go on Saturday night, and we want to make sure that those are able to endure and survive past this also.
Now, the overall number here sounds pretty big, but $5,000 for a business to stay afloat, and they've been hurting for 6 months now, is that enough to make a difference?
You know, $5,000 is for these small businesses, it will make a difference. It'll help them pay rent. It'll help with, you know, additional purchases of PPE. It's probably not going to save businesses, but from what we're hearing from businesses, it will really help.
Yeah, can you talk some more about what you're hearing from businesses and communities about, you know, the potential for just big holes to be left in the Wisconsin economy?
Well, what we've really been hearing from businesses is, look, I made it through the first 6 months, but another 6 months of this is going to be really hard for me to survive. And, you know, as we look at the connection between public health and economic health, we have to realize that doing the right thing of social distancing, staying home if you're not feeling well, wearing a mask is what is going to ultimately save these small businesses. So it's really important that we see that connection and we act on it. As individuals and as communities, we're all in this together, and we've just got to do what's right by these small businesses.
Now, this funding comes as we have new restrictions or restored restrictions in some cases for local businesses. Some of the ones we're talking about here, capacity limits for restaurants, bars, and some other indoor businesses. Are you worried that those restrictions are going to be helping some of the businesses that these grants are trying to help?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real challenge that, you know, some of these businesses are aware these gatherings are happening, but it's a short-term pain in order to be able to get through this and to help the overall economy start to recover. We just have to do what we can right now to control the spike of cases that's really affecting our hospitalization rates and really affecting our workforce. These are the steps we have to take right now.
We're talking to Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDC, looking at some new funding from the state aimed at helping some of the smaller businesses in Wisconsin hardest hit by the pandemic. Secretary Hughes, stepping back a little bit from the close-up details here, from your vantage at WEDC, how is Wisconsin's economy and job scenario looking to you right now?
You know, we've been doing our best to recover. The Wisconsin businesses are amazingly resilient and have, you know, stuck through this. It has always been a concern of ours and the governor's that a second surge or, you know, this spike in the fall would be really hard on our businesses. And so from my vantage point, I'm optimistic, but I'm definitely concerned and feel that it's really important that we do everything we can right now to stop the spread of the virus.
And I saw on your website there's a contest for businesses to highlight their creativity in working amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. What kind of things are you looking for?
Oh, thank you for mentioning that, Rob. This is a contest to help celebrate all the solutions that have come forward during this time of COVID. So, you know, whether it's someone who has discovered a way to disinfect PPE or a way to do carry out food more efficiently or touchless, these are the kind of solutions that we want to celebrate because Wisconsin has just a ton of ingenuity. And these ideas are really what's going to help propel us into the future. Startup businesses are where jobs are created. So we just wanted to lean into our innovation muscle and make sure that we're celebrating it.
Do you have specific businesses you would point to that have done some of the things that would fit the bill for this contest?
Well, I mean, everybody's been innovating, right? We're all learning how to do work online or to online school. We've got businesses that pivoted from brewing beer to making hand sanitizer or making masks. So there's just been a ton of innovation, and I would be in trouble if I didn't mention that more information about this contest can be found at wisconsininnovates.com.
Now, getting back to the grant program that we started out talking about, when should business owners get out there and apply for this?
The applications will be open on October 19th and close on Monday, November 2nd. This is for the $50 million. It's an open enrollment process, so you don't have to feel like you need to be there on, you know, 9 a.m. on October 19th. You can fill out the application anytime in that two-week period.
Apart from this cash help, are there resources out there for business owners thinking, you know, I want to stay open, I want to innovate, but I could use some suggestions, some helpful opinions from others? Are there resources available in Wisconsin for those, I guess, kind of questions?
Yeah, Wisconsin has an amazing network of support, whether it's local economic development folks or the chambers of commerce. We have small business development centers at all of our UW system campuses. So there's a ton of resources, technical assistance, and things like that, you know, or even just your bank. If you are a small business working with a bank, you can talk to them about what kind of resources might help you move forward. So definitely reach out. Those organizations have been critical in helping our main streets stay afloat and find those creative ideas. So they're really great resources.
And as we wrap up briefly, a lot of people are watching Washington, D.C. to see if Congress and the president will have any kind of new round of help, especially for the kind of small businesses we're talking about. Do you have any hope? Are you holding your breath for anything like that to happen?
I am an optimistic person, and I believe that, you know, the folks who represent us, especially our federal delegation here in Wisconsin, will continue to advocate for us. We're talking to them all the time. And, you know, I can only believe that something will come through. It, you know, it'll be bumpy, but we'll get there.
Secretary Hughes, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We talked to her about a round of grant money for small businesses hurt by the pandemic. It's coming from the state and funded in large part by Federal CARES Act money.